So we were discussing the Gemara about Mashbiei de Knas. How are you? Lamed, I think we were looking for you yesterday. What?
We found him.
We found him. You okay? What? Are all the UN people back or not?
As is still darshaning, looks like.
What?
As is still darshaning.
Are you still darshaning?
So it looks like.
Okay. How's that possible? I thought we...
come back.
What? There's more?
No, I think it's over, but...
No, but I think it was just, he just enjoyed it too much. That he
thought, oh, it's like he's being mimosive, but not great.
Yeah.
After the dry throw, they just hired him.
Ah. He became like the Rosh Hashiva of the... Of,
yeah.
The
UN.
Of the UN. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara here, oh, thank you. So Donnie was reading for us, right? And we were basically discussing the Gemara Suffolk about Mashbiei de Knas. And I think we were basically suggesting three possibilities. I just want to get back to that for a second and then just expand it a little more just to I guess, pin down some of the details of Knossos or the issues in Knossos, and then getting back to the application here. So again, if you don't mind, just to get us back to where we were, Iboilu Mashbiei de Knas Mahu, go ahead. Iboilu, period, right, or comma, Kitibai.
Kitibai.
Aliba Drabban. Right? Omri, they're of the opinion that Moda Biknas.
The Omri Moda Biknas, Akar Kakbo, Aiden, Hazar. Rabbanam, the Hasham Kaman, Sphere Lehu. Ewe Makrabia, Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Haka, Hakamar, Dabar, Garn, Mamun, Kaman, Dami. Ella, Kirabanam, the Haka, Domri, Dabar, Garn, Mamun, Lakman, Amai, Mai, Kayla, Yu, Moda, Mifdar.
Okay, so that's the suffix. So basically what we've seen so far is the question of, again, the formalism of Korban Shavuos Ha'edus is being discussed here. But basically we're overlapping two topics. One is the question of how to define Knossos, again, in a formal way. There's no issue about when Knossos apply or when they turn Befoal into Chiyuv Mamon, right? The only issue at the moment, is even assuming a case where there is a Befoal Chiyuv Mamon, by that I mean the guy has to, reach into his pocket or his bank account and he has to pay money. But the question is on an abstract level, right, the classification of that money. Is that, money, or is that Dmei Knossos, we'll call it that way, or is it Dmei Knossos, which is, Mamon Knas, whatever you want to call it. And it seems like that the Gemara wants to know whether or not that, even though it's a practical issue, whether that abstract argument is relevant. The Gemara wants to know one of two things. Either the Gemara wants to know about that abstract issue, whether Knas is considered damim of some sort or not. That's one possibility. I think that's clearly how Rashi, just one more second, read the Gemara. I believe that's how the Rimi Gash read the Gemara as well. I also believe that it's Lishitaso of the Rimi Gash in a number of things. Again, the Rimi Gash repeats this thing, aside from that one line that Eli points out about the Eidos, but generally his, he goes back and back each time. Repeatedly talks about, whether or not the Zechiyuv Bi'alma Knossos or a category of Mamon or Mamon HaKnas. L'shitaso, he also, earlier and now, whenever he talks about Dabar Gorin L'Mamon, also talks about it in terms of the shame Mamon, whether Dabar Gorin L'Mamon has a category status of shame Mamon or not, repeatedly, before, during this discussion, and after. He talks about, Eide Stira, the contrast between Eide Kinui and Eide Stira. He talks about Eide Achad Le'inyan Shavua, Le'maskana, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, in other words, after after we made the distinction between Mamon, after we made it clear that it's not Le'mamona, that issue. I also think that this is L'shitaso on the issue of Eid Echad, Ki Asa L'mamona Ka'asa, as we already discussed, which, you know, as we noted, Rashi thinks is a radical havamina that makes you actually befoal chay mamon, and that the Rimigash also understands as being conceptual or alumnusha question about the nature of chiyuv edachad b'shvua. I think that's also l'shitaso, and I think that all of this works generally well with the Rimigash's broader emphasis in Shvuas Eidos, right? Not so much on the Chosho Mishpat part, but on the shame aid, part. And that this is a kind of variation on Shvuas Bitui, going back to, again, his comments on Chafei Omid Beis, and his comments about Amen and everything else on Lamed Aleph Amen Aleph. So again, the language in the Rimigash, I just think, is very... I'm not going to look it up, or somebody has it. It's, again, he repeats this line about Chiyuv B'Alma and Mamon, and Chiyuv B'Alma and Mamon, again and again and again and again. And in his analysis of Davar Gaon L'Mamon, he does the same. Again, one could have said that the issue in Davar Gaon L'Mamon is the question of how much befoal, contribution or hefsed, does the potential of hefsed, enough? Is the 70% chance, or the 30% chance, or the 50%, whatever that is, is that enough, to create either a chiyuv hagada, which is what's koveya, or to be the choshen mishpat, either requirement or maybe even mechayev. You didn't have to interpret the way that the Rimigash did, but I think it is all very much l'shitaso. And therefore, he understands, I think, the whole Shakla Vitaria here as being a question whether or not knas is considered to be knas, chalos knas, whatever you want to call it, or it becomes or is mamon. But the assumption being that korban, shvuas eidos, depends on shame, mamon, even though there's no difference in terms of the befoal chiyuv. But it depends on the shame mamon itself. I think that is very, very explicit in the Rimigash. Again, in the language of the Gemara, it should be noted that the Gemara uses this on one side and not on the other. Now, as the Gemara says, when it's poshet, when it's rather raising the safek, it's ma'orah, the safek, the Gemara says, kivan, here, right, kivan de ilu moda miftar lav mamona kakafarle, right? Odilma hashtami alo odi. But the Gemara on the other side, so the way the Rimigash is reading it is that this is a safek about how we evaluate knas. And that the hashtami alo odi is a way of saying that there's a shame mamon in knas too, notwithstanding the din of moda miftar. And that these are two perspectives, not only on knas, but on moda miftar beknas. Now, this moda miftar is a poter, and it's an exception. But basically, we're dealing with mamon shel knas, or modo miftar is something which is structured into, the very essence of knas. The fact that modo miftar shows you that knas isn't mamon, even though there is a befoal, kiyum mamon, and whether or not you invoke it or it's too late to invoke it is irrelevant, right? The fact that it's invocable under any conditions, right, is a reflection. It's a siman that knas is not mum. But that's the way the Rimigash, I think, clearly reads the Gemara. I think that's the way Rashi read the Gemara as well, in terms of mamon gomor or not, etc. I think it's clear that Rashi, with, again, slightly different emphases maybe, but for our purposes now, also read that the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara revolves around the question of shame mamon, and it's a korban shvuas ha'edus, I'm sorry, it's not a korban shvuas eidos requires that, l'kula alma, here in this line in the Gemara, and that the safek is a safek in Hilchos Knossos. So both for Rashi and the Rimigash, the way I'm understanding it, this Gemara would be a Gemara to invoke when you're studying the larger topic of Knossos. The alternative, the two alternatives, would be to say, since the Gemara only says Lav Mamona on the Modo Miftar side, it doesn't say Odilma, when it says Odilma, Hacha Mia Halamodi, or whatever it is, Hashta Mia Lo Odi, it doesn't say, and therefore Mamonahu. So one could have said, or one could say, that the other side of the Gemara is a Korban Shavuos Edus issue, and this Gemara isn't a debate or discussion or any baya about Knossos. It's really a Safek about Korban Shavuos Edus. Now, to the Kula Alma, the fact that Moda Miftar is significant, it characterizes Knossos as being Lav Mamon, even though there's Befoal Mamon. And the question here is a question that we're very familiar with, and that is whether Korban Shavuos Edus, do we care about the Shame Mamon, in which case Knossos falls short, or do we care about the Befoal Chiyuv or Hefsed Mamon, in which case it's irrelevant to us that Knossos are not Mamon. We still have what we need in Korban Shavuos Edus. So then this is a purely Korban Shavuos Edus discussion. Yeah.
I'm not sure how you read the Gemara that way, because the Odilma is certainly focusing on, like, why is Moda Miftar relevant? If the other side of the Sufik is that really Korban Shavuot doesn't require a Shem Mamon, why is the Gemara dealing with Moda Miftar?
Say again?
Odilma Hashtamir Lo Odi, why is the fact that the guy wasn't yet Moda relevant? If the Gemara
is Hashtamir Lo Odi, and therefore there's a Befoal Chiyuv Mamon, and that's all we care about. Uh-huh. I think that's a very easy way to read. Instead of saying the other way, what we're saying is these words mean two totally different things depending on the two explanations that we're pursuing. The first one is a question of characterizing Knossos and the role that Moda Miftar plays in Knossos as a detail, as an exception, as a Gzeres HaKasuv, as a side halakha, or something that characterizes the nature of Knossos. And the other way is, and I think it's equally easy to read it that way, is to say, at the end of the day, maybe that characterizes Knossos, but who says the Korban Shavuos Edus? We care about the shame. What we really care about is that Lemaisa, right now, and since Hashnavi Elohodi, and right now you can be Mechayev him Mamon, so then you're Mafsid Mamon. And that's what we care about.
As opposed to saying, for a little bit, like the Gemara never, rejected the fact that there's a Chiyav Mamon Befoal. Like the Gemara could have said, Odilma, that's enough.
I think that's what the words mean, according to this view. I mean, again, I think it also needs to be put in context of the previous discussions that have taken place already in the Gemara. Meaning, as I said, it's not like this is the first time we've encountered this question within Shavuos Edus, right? In other words, the Rimigash's, Edachot Kiyasa LeMamona Ka'asa is a great example of Shame Mamon without Befoal Chiyu Mamon. And we have tons of examples of Befoal Chiyuv Mamon without a, I don't know about not without a Shame Mamon, but certainly without a Shame Aid, right? A Gorei Mamon without a Shame Aid, I mean, depending on how you understand those cases, if we're talking about, Eidecho de Misa Sabal, especially if you think, that applies to Psulim, the Kiblo line. So I don't think that it's so peculiar. So I really don't think it's Ikar Chasim in the Sefer. I think it's a very easy way to read the Gemara, and the diuk is that the Gemara doesn't say the other side of it for that reason. The third way to read the Gemara, just to get us caught up, is the Rambam's Chiddush. And again, notwithstanding the Vechein, which we talked about and which I'll just mention again, which is an interesting diuk. Vechein meaning continuation from the previous halacha, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. I don't have any problem with that, and I'll tell you what I think the implications are in just a second. But clearly, the Rambam here, in formulating this halacha, right, added words that don't appear in the Gemara, that are completely not obvious in as a description in Hilchos Knossos, and that are also completely not obvious as a din in Korban Shavuos Edus, frankly. So all three. I mean, this is a Rambam where, instead of just writing the halacha, the Rambam adds a nimuk, which doesn't appear in the Gemara, and as I say, which is open to question. And that, of course, makes it so important. Obviously, the Rambam did this knowing this, and that nimuk is, Rambam shifted the entire discussion of this Gemara away from simply only, let's say, the nature of Knossos. Clearly, although, again, there might be still that aspect of it, And away from the question of shame mamon, or even the question of befoal chiyuv mamon, the way the Rambam read the Gemara, seemingly, is that it's a question about knossos, again, that overlaps to korban shvus edus, and the point is, you know, do we say about, again, it's hard to know whether the suffix in the Gemara is about the edus part or the knas part, but the issue, the chiddush of the Rambam is that even in a case where we don't apply the din of modo miftar, right, the fact that there could have been may detract from the role of the Edim's silence, right, as the exclusive source of this Hefsid Mamo. In other words, if it's a combination of shtikas, ha, you know, ha-chayev, and shtikas ha-edim, right, so it's a chiddush that that, you know, is how you look at knossos. And that's a new wrinkle, right, on how to read the Gemara. Now again, the Bechain, which links us back to Shurza Pikadon, and which is based on the continuation of the Gemara, which we'll read in a couple of minutes, a Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis and Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara itself suggests that the requirement of Mamon, right, in a bunch of things, comes from the connection between Shuas Eidus and Shuas Epikadon. And the Gemara in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, which we'll read in a couple of minutes, which talks about Rabbi Akiva, you know, and Rabbi Eliezer, and the Nafkamina between them being either Majbiye de Karka or Majbiye de Knossos. So again, this link to Shuas Epikadon. The Gemara says that Shuas Epikadon is still part of the equation, even according to Rabbi Akiva. So the number one, the chain of the Rambam could just be innocuous. It could just be, you know, just like there, you're potter, or just like there, you're potter, or you're chayib. So too, you have to weigh that in this particular case. But even if the diuk is correct, what is it that we really learn from Shuas Epikadon? So if part of what we learned is that you need a shame momon of some sort, or whether you need a shame momon, as I said yesterday, or 2 days ago, that could still be part of the equation, how you look at moda miftar, and therefore whether or not there is some, let's say, combination of shtikas ha'edem and shtikas, you know, ha'baldavar, which detracts, you know, from the, you know, full shtikas ha'edem that you need for korban shvuas ha'edus, that gufa may be related to how, you know, we look at knossos, and whether we look at it as mamon or as a kalos knas. But either way, according to the Rambam, there is an added element and a different way to look at moda umiftar generally, and especially when it doesn't apply, but the way that it characterizes knossos. And as such, that's a third way to understand the Gemara. Yeah, and one which is which is very much Korban Shvuas Eidus. Yeah.
I don't understand how to read the Rambam, because the Rambam agrees that in the case of Nasa the Rabba, that when the Mitzvah says in Kadu Gris,
okay,
that kind of is sufficient to turn the Eid's testimony into Eidus Mamon and to Mechayev him for Korban Shvuas Eidus.
Yes, but I wouldn't say
that
way.
There is also a case where the edus of the eid is only considered edus mamon in conjunction with the particular taina of the Baalbin.
Well, no. I think there are two differences. Number one is I think that the Rambam l'shitaso thinks that Shuas Eid Echad is a kind of chiyuv mamon or shame aid in edus. And that's what we discussed when we talked about the Rambam in Hilchos Tohen and Hilchos Gzeila and in Hilchos Malva Velova, that he needs the, you know, Hakchashas Agabra, Hakchashas Chetzah Shel Edus, and so on. So for the Rambam, unlike, let's say, the Ksos,
Rambam agrees that if it's just an Eid Echad without Infatim Yichad, so you're not Chayav.
Because then there's no Befoal either. But if you have, the question here is, in Knesset,
why does the Rambam think that in case of Knas, the Hodas is not sufficient?
Because that's what I'm trying to answer. In both cases, again, in a case where Eid Echad doesn't produce an actual chiv mamon because there's no mitoch, there's no befoah. Okay, and we don't, we're not accepting the Rimigash's Havamina of Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, so we're not going to say it's enough to have Mamon or Chiyuv Gamor, you know, in a case where there's no Chiyuv Gamor. That's not a question at all. Right? So the question is, when you do have Befo'al, now you're asking the question, what's the difference between the Knas case where you have a Befo'al Chiyuv and where there's no Korban Shua Seidas? And they dechad nasked rababa bitoke. So the answer is, I think the answer is that it's not comparable at all. L'shitaso, the Rambam is saying that where you have, here you have befo'al chiyuv, and you also have a mechayiv of the edacha of the gamri. Right? There are two differences, either of which is sufficient to answer this question. Now, if the Rambam holds, unlike the Ksos, that the Eidachot is Mechayiv v'Shvuah in the case of Mitosh and Yechol HaShav Mishalei, you know, not B'Torah's Shvuah, yeah, but B'Torah's Mamon and Eidos,
right,
then how could you compare that to Knossos, where Eidim can never be Mechayiv Knoss without the implicit silence of the... That isn't the technicality. We're saying that that is... maybe that's a Shior in the Knosso, in the Shem Knoss.
In the Shem Mamon, or...
Maybe in the Shem Mamon of the Knas.
That's what I think the difference is, but then that means that the Rambam...
That's what I'm saying. That's one chiluk. I think
that undermines the reading of the Rambam, because the salient point in the Rambam then is not that the Edus alone is insufficient to Mekai Mamon. The salient point is that Edus Knossos is not Shem Mamon.
No, I don't think that's the point. I think if... No. I'm just trying to say what I said before based on the Vachain, which is that there may be a connection between these two points.
Right. That
meaning, the reason that the Rambam is... One second. The reason that there's no Korban Shavuos Eidos is because the Eid alone, or the Eidim in this case alone, are not Mechayiv. And therefore, there's no Korban Shavuos Eidos. The reason that we look at it that way, instead of looking at it the way that the rest of the world looks at it, which is that Moda B'Knas may be Patur, but... a chiyuv knossos where there's no befo'al moda beknas is not based on integrating shtikas ha-nidon. The reason that the Rambam looks at it in that other way is itself maybe connected to the way that he looks at knossos. But I don't think you need that for the Korban Shavuos Eidos did. All I'm saying is, to answer your... you asked me the question,
yeah,
why is Rambam's nasked rababa different than the Rambam's knossos?
Right.
In both cases, it's a befo'al chiyuv. The answer is because in Eid Echad Benasked Rababa, l'shitas, number one answer is in Eid Echad Benasked Rababa for the Rambam, you have full Eidos. And there's not, no other there's no other contributing factor.
Full
Eidos
Mamon?
Full Eidos Mamon. The only thing is that typically you don't have befo'al, and here you even have befo'al. You have conceptual Eidos. The Eid is doing everything. The Eid is doing everything. That's number one. Number two, based on his view of Eid Echad L'shitaso, in his general view in Eid Echad, and Hey Gimel, and all the other Rambams that we talked about.
Okay.
One second. Only one possible Rambam being a problem, but I don't want to go through all those Shiurim again, is Perikid Aleph Ukhashuas Halacha. Hey, and even that we explained is going to apply for anything less than MS. That's one.
That can't be the answer.
Let me give me the second answer.
That can't be the answer.
Why can't be the answer?
Rambam admits in a case where Eid Echad is made.
Right.
Mechayev
Mamon, and
the
Svenitva doesn't want to take a Shavua and it turns into a Chiyuv Mamon, that's not going to be Mechayev Karban Shavua Seidos for Akasha. Right? So
no, we don't
know that. I mean, that
would be a regular Mitosh and a Kalashav Mishalim case. But he voluntarily...
He doesn't, we don't know. Don't know case. You don't have that case.
Mara says that that's Pele and Demogran Mamon Kamamon Zami.
That's... That would be if he's Modeh. I mean, he's mode. I mean, he chooses to do that. That's a
Siskaibus. Right, but I'm saying, but in that case, the Gemara says clearly that unless you hold Dorak on the Ron Kamamun Dami,
but because that isn't before, that's based on Hodas Baldin.
There's no
Hodas. I mean, it's Hodas Baldin or Siskaibus.
No, the Gemara's point is that it's not considered a Kosh Asaydus Mamun.
No, the Gemara doesn't say that.
Yes, it does. The Gemara says, "Tolei and Dabar Gran Mamon Kimamon Dami."
Right, that's not how Kasha say this Mamon. Again, you seem very fixated on Dabar Gran Mamon Kimamon Dami in general. But
because that's what the Gemara uses to distinguish the cases of Edus Mamon from cases of...
Right, so that because that's a case where there's no befall Chiyu. But the Gemara uses, again, this is a discussion.
There are cases where it's
the Gemara says Dabar Gran Mamon Kimamon Dami in a case where we don't know what the result will be, and it's only a 50. Well, I'm just making up the numbers. It's only a 50%. It's only a 50% possibility that the guy will end up being a mischayev of himself because he chooses not either to be moda or to be mischayev of himself. I mean, the case of Gover Gor LeMamon in the Gemara, and by extension in the Rambam, is a case where you asked an eid echad to come to court to testify. He lied, said, I don't know anything, right? Igloi Milsa, or later his moda, that he did, and that he suppressed his testimony. And we're trying to assess whether that constitutes the basis for Korban Shavuosa Eidos. And the Gemara says, while that is, that Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Lemaskana, that is Dover Gor LeMamon K'Mamon Dami, because who knows, it's not before Chayev, who knows whether or not the guy might not have agreed to pay. And if he agreed to pay, that would have been a result that is a befall he of Mammon. That's what the Gemara says. Now, we don't necessarily paskin that way, but that's what it is. We don't know from that case or that discussion in the Gemara how we would actually look at a case where the guy does pay, or because he, in other words, either as moda, or because it says, I'm not moda, but I don't want to take a shuah daraisa. I have a mesora from the Zeda. You know, we never take shuah daraisa. We'd rather pay. Okay. Wants to save face. We don't know what the Rambam, what anybody would think in that case. It's still going to be an open question in that case. Is that then another example? He's not makhish the aid, and therefore it's like naskad rababa, maybe. Or is that no, because that is based on Hodas Baldin or Iskaibus, whatever you want to call it. We just don't know. We don't know that. We can't know it in the Gemara, and we certainly can't know it in the Rambam because we don't even pass it that way. But what we do know is that in the case of Naskud Rababa, where it's structured in that there's going to be Mitosh and Chalashok and Meshalim, according to the Rambam, that is Eidos. And since it's Eidos, it's not comparable to Knossos, because there's the complicity the contributory aspect of it, because there's another factor, just doesn't exist. Moreover, I'll just add one other thing. Even if we were not to say that in the Rambam, even if we were not to say that in the Rambam, let me get it out, and then I'll answer. Even if we were not to say that in the Rambam, Lishitaso by Dechad, which I think works perfectly and solves the problem, there still is a huge difference in the. Let's get back to the way that you asked the question, which I think is an interesting question. I just don't think. I think these are the two answers. There's still a difference between the Nidon's silence being viewed as a factor, right, and the circumstances of the Toein's, formulation.
But not his silence, like Russia.
Not whose silence?
Not the Nidon's silence.
Not the Nidon's, but I thought the way you're asking the question.
The Nidon's like Russia.
Correct. I mean, that's still two different. I think those are still the silence. What we're saying in the Chiddush of the Rambam in Hilchos Knossos is that the silence in Knossos, instead of just being, in other words, instead of moda just being a poter, or moda indicating something about the character of the mammon, which is what we're talking about in the other perspectives, in addition to that, or maybe connected to that, we're also saying that every chi of knas includes a contributory silence.
Yes,
makish. Yeah, I mean, makish is opposed to being moda.
Right.
Correct. And I don't think we would ever find that comparable situation, no matter what your view of Eidachon was in Naskar Rabab.
In Fati, the Difati is not comparable to.
No, that's his taina, but it's not his passing on the. This baldavar, this nidon in Knossos, is passing on an opportunity for ptur. The naskarab in chotvi taina is the taina that he's making in the case. I think those are two different things, even separate from the Rambam.
So we're saying the Rambam disagrees with all the Rishonim on Lamakim Lamabes, who say that if the aid is summoned to testify before the taina sabal din of inchatu didi chatvi is issued, then the kuli alma, the aid is pater. That's what the Rosh and another Rishonim say, right? So it has to be that the aid can only be chayiv for karmen shvuas eidos if the scenario is already set up that his
okay, ego is... Right, because then without that you don't have befalki of mamon. But in the case of knas,
so
you have...
But the whole shot here is that...
If you don't know yet what the taina of the other fellow is, then you don't have a befalki of mamon. But in the case of knasas, you always have a befalki of mamon. It's always a formal legal question.
If the eighth denies testimony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later the Baal Din says, in chakti v'yidi chashbi.
Okay. Right? That's a question.
No, so it's not according to the first mahal here, it's not a question, because you will say that the Rambam has to say that the eighth is still going to be chayiv.
No, because at the time there's still no befalki of mamon. There's still a huge difference. There's a massive difference between those cases. There's no befalki of mamon in edachad nasked rababa if we don't know yet what the taina of the nidon is. But in the case of knossos,
now that we know what the taina is,
lemafreya, that doesn't necessarily determine for the sequential. For the in time kvira that he made, those are still two totally different cases. In the case of knossos, there is a the shasa klasha of the aid you're talking about in the carbon chua saidas. Yeah, it very well may be 100%, because that's not the fall of chiyu. That's not befall chiyu.
I get that creates an even bigger chiddush that on the view that the eidachad the Rambam is actually machayev mamon,
which he is
right. Even though
you still need all the stars to be aligned. It still has to be before Achi of Mamon, perhaps. Right? I don't know whether that can be Lamafreya. That's an open question. In the Rambam, we don't know.
I hear it's a lot of gerrymandering.
I don't think it's any gerrymandering. I mean, if I thought it was, I would hopefully admit it. But I don't. I think it's a very clear chiluk. These are three very clear chiluk. Two chilukim in the classic case and an additional chiluk in the other case between these cases. Okay. So these are the three perspectives. In addition, we also pointed out that then going back to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I was raising the question that in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I'll take the question just to finish this point to get back to where we were. In Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I was also raising the question because we have three behalchim now. One is that this is a question about knossos, and there's enough gemina about korban shuas edus, but korban shuas edus always depends on the shame. And the debate is about the shame in knossos, right? The second one is that the debate, everybody agrees about knossos that there is no shame mamon, and the question is, what dinam depend on shame mamon, and which dinam depend on the befoal chiyuv mamon, right? Meaning it's a korban shvus edus issue. And then the third question is this question of the Rambam, which is how to look at shtikas ha-chayav, right? And whether or not that doesn't undermine dafka korban shvus edus, or maybe other things too, in that it establishes not only that modas miftar, but that shtikas ha-nidon is a tnai in the chiyuv, which therefore detracts from the role, the exclusive role of the Edim as being Bechai. That's the third mahal. So having said all this, going back for a second, for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, because the Gemara said, Pshita Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Right? And all I was trying to say here was that, it's not so Pshita, frankly. In that, even for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you might say, why is it pshita for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Because moda niftar doesn't apply if achakach bo eden. But what I was saying was, if the question, so again, take the Rambam's factor. I mean, the Rambam reads Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon very beautifully, right? Because for the Rambam, in the end of the day, it's not true that hoda'ah is a contributing factor. I'm sorry. It's not true that kfiras hanidon is a contributing, and ishtikas is even better. Hanidon is a contributing factor to his chiyuv, because that's not true for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That can't be true for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Boom, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's out of there. Had it been that the only question was the shame knas or the shame mamon, there Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon even though he draws a line somewhere else, might have been comparable analytically to the Chachamim. Because maybe he'll say there's no Hodas Baldin in Knossos. No Hodas Baldin in Knossos. Why? Because it isn't Mammon. Right? Okay. But as long as it's not Poter, so his Shtika is not a contributing factor. So for the Rambam, Rambam can have zero problem with Rabbi Elazar Brook's Shem. On the other hand, if you hold like Rimi Gash and Rashi, that everything depends on the shame, Mammon, right? Even though there's a total befall, Chiyuv, in both cases, so what do we really care? So here we have to say one of two things. One is that even though Rabbi Elazar Brook Shimon is saying something about Knossos, maybe what he's saying isn't about Cheftza Shel Knossos Mammon. And maybe even less than that. Maybe it's even less than that. Maybe it goes backwards. Right? I said yes 2 days ago. Maybe it goes back to a kind of Einan Omeis Matzva Russia. You know, we're recognizing that Knossos are not quid pro quo. And, you know, that at least means that it's not, you know, his Chayvus or Hodas Baldin doesn't work. So, but we're not saying anything about this. In other words, there's a qualitative massive leap between saying Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's Chiddush and Knas and saying the Chachamim's Chiddush and Knas. As you know, there's even more than that, right? You know, what about, if Achakach, you know, Bo Edom is, you know, what about even if after Edom, right, he could be Bo then? So the point is that one is a much more limited Chiddush and the other is a much bigger Chiddush. Or to say that even though the Gemara doesn't say this explicitly, when the Gemara introduces Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, maybe a way to read the Gemara is to say that when the Gemara says, you know, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, no big deal, because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Gar Lamamon Kamamon Dami. Right? Either way, Davar Gar Lamamon Kamamon Dami is an expansion in Korban Shavuos Ha'edus that should at minimum include Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's situation with Shitaso. Right? So that's what we need to get out. But in Achanami, if it wasn't for Davar Gar Lamamon, which he happens to hold, maybe it wouldn't be so pasha. So that's just going back on that notion. The second point is that if we're dealing befoal, I'm sorry, if we're dealing with the conceptual question, what is the nature of Knossos? If we're dealing with the question of what is the nature of Knossos, right, is it possible that we might also be mechalek, right, between different types of Knossos? And the Gemara here mostly lumps Knossos together. Whereas, again, if you hold like the Rambam, right, that, again, so here in the Rambam, let's just say, if what we care about in the Rambam only is this contributory shtika and so on, so then everything should be dependent on, you know, the application of moda b'knas patur, and you cannot distinguish between different knasos. So even if in other areas of halacha we would distinguish, you know, between knasos, here everything will depend on moda b'knas patur. Unless you want to say certain knasos are different with regard to moda b'knas patur, which may be true for at least one knas. Anybody know? Say again?
Shloshim Shalavi.
I can't hear you.
Shloshim Shalavi.
Not exact. No, I mean we apply Moda B'Knas Patur to Shloshim Shalavi. Palganiska, according to the Ravid. Yeah, we'll talk about that certainly much more next year. But the Ravid has a controversial view, and there seem to be different formulations in the Ravid in different places about it, and it was understood differently. About Palganiska Knossos Moda B'Knas Patur being slightly different. Everybody agrees that a Hoda is not Mechayev. Again, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, for sure, that in Adam Mischayev Al Yidei Atzmo, even the Palganiska Knossos, that seems clear. But what about the din of, you know, Moda B'Knas, the Achakach Ba'uedim in Palganiska? That is a question. So, again, the Rambam doesn't make that distinction. The Ravid does. But, again, in abstract, at least, that would be something to look at. But in the bigger question of if this is all about the nature of knossos, so in theory, as I say, let's say some knossos are more mammon-oriented and some knossos are more, you know, a chiddush ha-Torah, more knas-oriented. Is that a reasonable idea? We'll discuss the details in just a second. So then, it isn't so obvious to lump everything together, both in terms of the question as we're formulating it now, namely, is this a chiyuv bialma as opposed to mamon, as well as what might be connected to it, the role of gemar din or hamada bedin, right, in being a, you know, not just the terminus, the end point for hodah, but in actually being a factor in the chiyuv of Dmei Knossos, which we'll talk about in a minute. So, it, you know, there's in assessing the relationship between what we'll call the trigger Maisa, right, the Maisa which on the surface, at least, generates or engenders the Knas, right, and the role of Bezdin and Gemar Din, if there are differences between different types of Knossos, in theory, that might be relevant to Korban Shavuos Eidos. Again, not for the Rambam. On the other hand, if the question is a question of whether Korban Shavuos Eidos depends befoal on Chiyuv Mamon or on the abstract status of Shame Mamon versus Chiyuv Chadash or Chiyuv Nifrad, etc., if that's the case, then then once again, it's a Korban Shavuos Eidos issue. Probably, you know, there should be no distinction, right? Because if we're tola that we care about befoal, so in all these cases there is in fact a befoal chiyuv. Okay. So having said that, let's just look very quickly at the Gemara, and then I want to talk about some indications of these distinctions. But let's continue, Adani, where we were. So just, you know, the first example that the Gemara gives is Chatzi Nezek Knas. So again, even if, forget about the three perspectives in the sugya and the analysis that we are involved in, if you just knew the Ravid, which some of us do, which is a good thing, and I say there's more to come in discussions of it. It's also hinted at in one of the Rambams that the Ravid and the Rambam that I wanted you to look at, which we'll talk about in a minute, might be hinted at least then. You know, this idea that, you know, chatzi nezek knas would indicate, you know, a chi of korban shuas eidos, and that would be a paradigm, you know, for other knossos, is a question to ask. Right? Forget about all the whole analysis. Just once you know the Ravid that chatzi nezek knas, right, is a little bit different than other knossos, and a little less subject, in whatever way, whatever the exact line is, to the din of moda b'knas patur, right? So this line in the Gemara becomes not obvious, right? Because maybe chatzi nezek knas, shiny, right? Both technically, if you hold like the Rambam, and in terms of characterizing the nature of this particular knas. Now, why should it be different, by the way? No? Yeah, because most knossos are, right, disentangled, you know, monetarily from the trigger. And they're either more, right, or different, like the Shloshim Shalevet, right? It's an arbitrary number. It doesn't depend on the value of that particular evet, right? And Kefel and Dalet Behei are multiples, right? So what's unique about Palga Nizka is that you're paying less, not more. So you might say, well, the less is a kind of a tashlumin. Of course, the idea behind Palga Nizka Knasa is the idea, we'll discuss this much more next year, is the idea that Al Pidin, you really shouldn't be paying anything. So paying the Palga Nizka is really paying more. But if you can get beyond that a little bit, right? If you're not, let me say it this way. If you hold that, if you're so convinced by the argument of Palga Nizka Knasa, namely, that this guy should be Pata Legamri, there's no lack of shmirah, there's no tziruf to this particular maisa, niskei mamon of the behema. Again, these are next year topics, how to understand niskei mamon, right? And basically, he's onus, or it's, you know, a maisa which is not mitzuraf to him as a bailim at all. So in palganiska knosa is no different than, kefal or dalad behei, etc. Meaning it's excessive because he doesn't deserve it. And that's certainly the way many Rishonim understood it. Right? If you're a little bit less, if you think that those factors are technically true, al-pidin, meaning they establish a certain threshold, but let's say morally or even, legally, they're kind of, just barely over the threshold, meaning, maybe he should have anticipated, done a better shmirah, or maybe he is somewhat mitzuraf to what his animal does, even this kind of an animal, right, Karen, and so on, right? So then, but this doesn't catch that threshold. But in the end of the day, it's still not excessive, right? It's not gratuitous. Moreover, the relationship between palga niska knosa and palga niska mamona is a fascinating thing, right? Read the next line of the Gemara, Dani. Go ahead. Henicha, right. Yeah. So the Gemara introduces palga niska mamona. Who's the Gemara number says palga niska mamona? He says it basically the opposite. It's in the Gemara, right? In the Shaka Vatari there in the second parak of Bava Kama, right? That he holds that basically you should be chayiv nezek shaleh, right? And chos rachmana, what are you going to do? This crazy animal. He's outside of his normal pattern of behavior. Usually a very lovely tiger or lion or, carnivore, triceratops or whatever he is. But he had a bad day, he was upset in the morning, if the Noach didn't feed him on time, whatever it was, So, chas rachmana, right? But it's in real chiyuv. So the thing to look at, and this is not our topic right now, and we want to leave something for next year. So, is on the surface, palganiska mamona and palganiska knasa are two totally opposite, perspectives. But many other extreme opposite perspectives, right? It's hard to believe, at least, that some people don't think that they overlap a lot. That there's a lot of palganiska knasa and palganiska mamona. I mean, why dafka with a chas rachmana dafka in this one case more than Shane and Regel and so on and so forth? Can it be a coincidence and be unrelated to some broader standards that are expressed very eloquently by palganiska knasa? You could say yes, they are. They have nothing to do with it. Okay. I'm just saying, it's certainly a legitimate question to ask. And the same thing is true in the other direction, and that's something that I just basically already said, which is, instead of looking at palga niska knasa and saying, this is like totally excessive because you should be high of zero, and therefore this is, supererogatory, and so it's a knasos, and that's, from mitzkila v'yad sof, pure knas, right? A way to look at it is to say, there's a mandamar who holds palganiska mamona. That mandama really thinks that you should be chayiv nezek shalem. So if there's somebody out there who holds nezek shalem, then even the one who holds that it's a knas and it's only chatzi nezek, probably thinks that it's a little bit different kind of a knas. Okay, so that's, we'll talk next year. But that's, these two mandamrim are totally mutually exclusive, and there are other issues, connect then. The whole niske mamon could hinge on these two manda amr, if they're mutually exclusive, right? I mean, he's pata legamri, he's chayev legamri, right? It's a coincidence that there's a chatzi knas here, and it's a coincidence that there's a, chos rachmana there. But then you're saying something very important about responsibility and bailus and tziruf and shmira and so on, but not for now, okay? But for our purposes here in the Gemara, it's just interesting because since it's at least very possible that this is the Shaklavatarya of our Gemara, like Rashi and the Rimagash, really does revolve around the question of shame knas and shame mamon. Just like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon isn't so pashut to me, and we had to make some adjustments. It's not so pashut to me that chatzi nezek knas, or for that matter chatzi nezek mamon, right, are so irrelevant, you know, to the discussion. One could have said, you know, chatzi nezek knas shiny, because this is a more mamon oriented knas. V'haraya the Ravid, and the Ravid himself surely is connected to the considerations that I'm raising. But by the same token, I might have said, you know what? By answering Palganiska Mamona, you know, you're not saying exactly nothing either. Because Palganiska Mamona may also be a kind of a recognition, you know, that the Chiyuv isn't Mamon Gamon. It's Mamon enough, Al Pidin, right? Because there's no Moda Miftar, there's none of that. Again, for the Rambam, nothing to talk about. But for, you know, even for others, but at least there's something to say in the Gemara. Right? When Dani reads the Gemara, right, this is, you know, something to talk about. Okay? Not just to whet your appetite, W-H-E-T, you know, for next year, but, you know, as a legitimate part of the Shaklavatarya. And by the same token, I would continue to say what I'm saying about the next line of the Gemara. Okay. Namely, go ahead. Oh, so another kind of in-between interesting case that deserves discussion. And that is the idea of chatzi nezek tsroros. What is chatzi nezek tsroros, Dani? What's the case?
The case of an animal that kicks pebbles into something.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you call it?
Is that a grumma?
Yeah, it's a kind of a grumma, right? And right, you know, it's again, he doesn't do, he's not, it's not direct hezek, right? He doesn't control what he's doing, but it's a, you know, talich, it's a process, basically, that he sets in motion, you know, and that is traced to him, and that he contributes to. So this is a kind of a, you know, a grumma, you know, we'll talk about exactly what it is, you know, next year, but a process kind of a thing. So the point is, the Gemara says, oh, the chatzi nezek we're talking, it's mamon gamur, but again, one of the questions to raise about chatzi nezek tsroros hilchasa gemiri la is, you know, why is there chatzi nezek and not nezek shalit? Right? There's a recognition here, you know, but the answer apparently is that for both chatzi nezek mamon and for chatzi nezek tsroros. Again, if you hold like the Rambam, and it depends the foal on motive knas being potter, nothing to talk about, right? But if this is all conceptual, so then you have to say, well, this still is mamon. It's mamon, right? As evidenced by Moda B'Knas not being potter. It's not directly involved, but it's reflected by it. And Nezek Chatzi Nezek Tsroros is certainly mamon. It's an expansive mamon, but at least there's something to discuss. Keep going. Tashma.
Tashma. Tashlumi Kefel Mishum Karna.
Tashlumi Kefel. Meaning, so we got a Raya. The answer is Mishum Karna. But once again, let me just mention that, you know, the Tashlumi Kefel and Tashlumi Dalad Behei, on the one hand, seem like great examples of pure knas, right? Meaning excessive, no quid pro quo, etc. And that's certainly the case on a certain level. The fact that they are multiples of the original Nezek, you know, may still connect them more directly with the trigger action than Shloshim Shalevet, frankly. And that is more true for Kefel, obviously, than for Dalad Behei, because Kefel, you might even see it as a kind of a, you know, kind of a you know, he stole money, or he stole the Karen, so let him, you know, almost like a Kashis, you know, like a Kasha Zomam Lasos L'Achiv, you know, kind of a, it's a quid pro quo on the Onesh level. You know, let him suffer, you know, what he, instead of just Behishev, it's like Zelash or Gazal, right? In the case of Gneva, you know, let him, you know, let him feel the victimhood of what he tried to impose. So that certainly is a punishment, right? But it's certainly not an arbitrary number either. The Dalad Behei isn't arbitrary, right? But it also doesn't have the same force of, you know, visiting upon him, you know, Beheshiv, you know, Gemulo, it's like a Rosh Chodesh Adar, right, today? Rishon Nichnas Adar? Right. So the Heshiv, you know, Gmulo Barosho, kind of a, you know, mentality. Okay. So there happens to be a lot of interesting evidence about Kefel being, you know, different, Dalad Behei being different, Shloshim Shel Eved being different. Shloshim Shel Eved is also an interesting case because you don't pay, you pay Shloshim Shel Eved. So the amount is arbitrary, or at least it's not particular to the particular Eved, but it's not above and beyond a Karen, right? So that's also kind of an interesting open question. So again, next year I think we'll follow this more closely, but we'll see in a second a couple of quick indications about the nature of knossos. Things like tfisa, does tfisa work or not in knossos, which is a big issue. The question of, you know, what we call para l'kfela or eved l'knossa, can you sell... Right, the rights of an animal, le'inyan its kefel. Right, that's a sugya in the beginning of. Everybody know? Everybody should know this. Like it's all seventh grade, right? Sixth grade, seventh grade. What? What parak did you learn in sixth, seventh grade? What? Yeah. What's the name of the parak? Amafkid. They don't still learn Amafkid and. Hatzchalas Agamara, like sixth grade, Elam Betzios, and then a Mafkid.
We didn't.
They don't do it anymore.
Elam Betzios.
Okay, Elam Betzios. No one learns a Mafkid. Okay, right. So this is you know Parul Kfela, right? The Sugan Daf Lamed Gimelin. You see all the nostalgia, like a wave of nostalgia, is coming around. You know, heavily. Okay, don't tell me they changed that for Arbe Psachim or something. They did, right? Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I love Avraham Pesach. Okay. So, Par L'Kfela, what's it like? Can you sell Par L'Kfela? Right? That the Gemara wants to know, is that Dover Shalom Bali Olam or not? Right? So, Avida Da'asi, not this. So, just Bikitsur, there's a question of Par L'Kfela, and there's a question of the Eved, can you sell an Eved L'Knas? Where's that Gemara? Anybody know? Wait, we had some, I don't know, Moshe knows Velver, Velver, but I don't know, are you getting person also?
Yidden comes up in with Velver.
He does, but Velver quotes Gittin, right? Yep, it's Gerishin for sure. where is it? Gittin. But where in Gittin? Hashaleach. What, did you say Hashaleach?
Yeah.
The sugyan Gittin. Right, about para, about Eved L'Knas. So there's a famous, it's not Rav Elvel, but it's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim has a whole discussion in, is the piece in Perek Chav Gimel? I think so, right? Anybody know? In Perek Chav Gimel, Hilchos Mechira, I think is the piece. Either that or Hilchos She'elo Pikadon, because there are two Rambams. So the Rambam paskins in one of those cases, that Yachloku, it's a Baidlo Ifshita, the Gemara. About par l'kfela, and it's an ibayd l'ifshita about eved l'knas. And in one case, the Rambam paskins yachloku, I think in eved l'knas. And in the case of par l'kfela, I think he paskins motzi b'chaver l'varaya. So Reb Chaim has a whole discussion, like why does he make that distinction? Okay, so he doesn't articulate it as a broader knas question. But what he does when he talks about the relationship between what is the relationship between kefel and the chafta shel gneva, let's say, and the knas and the chafta shel eved, and whether or not there's any idea of marakama, you know, basically, if you ask me, the question is how disentangled are the rewards, meaning the knas, you know, from the chafta. And therefore, the original owner of the chafta becomes a factor or not a factor, right? So that's it's his analysis, but applying it from a knas point of view, he mostly says it without saying that part of it, becomes an interesting issue. Where do you draw the line? Right. So Shloshim Shel Eved could be unique because that's all there is. Palganizka knasa, that's all there is, and it's also less, right? Kefel, because, you know, there's a bit of a onesh quid pro quo. Onesh, you know, you don't have that in Dalet Bahei, but you do have in Dalet Bahei the multiples of the original, which connects. So these are all interesting places to draw the line. The Gemara here is assuming everything is the same with regard to this question. Okay, keep going. Yeah. Again, the knas of onus and pitui in that sense is like shloshim shelevin, mostly, right? Meaning we look at that as some sort of a, you know, payment or compensation, whatever you want to call it. Right. Okay. So if this, if all these are different cases, so what's the big deal? Right? Says so the Gemara. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, that's for next year. Right. Shehidlik. Oh. What's the big deal with that? Lafuke. Yeah, the famous Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, the Tanya. What's the issue there? Quickly. You apply come libid rabbi made to chiyuv kares when there's no chiyuv skila, correct? And oh. So by the way, let me just say something about Kamali Rabbin. Kamali Rabbin is the next Mishnah, right? You have okay. Let's finish up the Gemara first, and then we'll go to the Toshma. B'toyduni. Right. Another Chiyuv Knasos. Right. Kayav.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. Yeah, you do. Period. Says the Gemara. Gemara asks, "Ema." That's not true, right? According to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Masan the Rabbanan. Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, good. Let's just read the next Mishnah for a second, because I want to talk about Kamal Ibn Rabbani for a minute. Go ahead. Ta'idu. She'ini ben Grusha. So the first one is regarding a status which has some financial maybe implications, but it isn't really, again, a shame mamon. It's about personal status, right? Okay. And the second case is where you're not the baldavar, right? She'ish ploni kohen, she'ish ploni levi, right? Yeah. Okay, so they're all cases others. We'll get to that. Mishachaval bi bni. Mishachaval bi chaveri. So hidlik gedishi b'shabes, as opposed to Yom Kippur, right? Right. So what's the p'tur in hidlik gedishi b'shabes? Kam le'bedrava mine. So I just want to ask that question: is it so obvious that kam le'bedrava mine? I mean, the Mishnah says it. No one argues. It's clear. Just, you know, could one have argued, or is there something, is there any takeaway here or not? Liad? I mean, if you want to be contrarian, you know, or if we're on the lookout for chidushim, or echoes, or, you know, we still need to know what is and what isn't, and we're knowing from the Gemara that there's no distinction between different knasos, even though have suggested that for the Ravid, there's certainly a distinction. I mentioned the Rambam's Psak in Paralik Thelon Knas Evid. I'll mention a few other things in a second. Apparently, that despite those distinctions, the common denominator is still good enough, you know, but it's important to point it out, right? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara goes a certain way. I think that's even more important. I'm pointing out that it's not so simple, depending on a certain perspective, and at least that you have to say certain things, you know, about that, and that's they become very important in understanding those dinim and the threshold. Now I'm asking about, then we were talking about Chatzin Nezek Troros, Palga Nizka Mamona. Also, again, it's clear what the halacha is, but there's something to say. Right? What about Kamal Ibn Ramine? Something to say or nothing to say?
Definitely something to say.
What?
Definitely something to
say. Yeah, so what is there to say? Now we know that there's something to say. What is it?
I'm not sure what you're focusing on. Regards to the something to say.
What would you focus on?
Regards to the knas quality of it.
Well, it's not a knas.
Well, yeah.
It's a p'tur.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it so pashut? If you didn't know this Mishnah, we know the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, right? That's, you know, we're working within the system. We're trying to reconstruct. But if you didn't know the Mishnah, right? And somebody said to you, "Come levid rabba minei case," give carbon shusaitis or not? Would it have been so pashut to you that the answer is not?
So no, because you could conceive it. I mean, it depends on two things. But either, depending on how you understand the existence of the fee of kimle that you're not, of the punishment kimle that you're not getting. And
okay.
And depending on how you understand the fee of kimle shuas edis, whether or not you need like an effective, whether it's
practical. I mean, it plugs into the issues that we're discussing.
Yeah.
I mean, kimle drabanan is not such an obvious case, although apparently it's over the threshold. Because, as we've discussed, right, you know, the question is, how does it work? You know, and what exactly does it mean? Right? Blood, for example?
How would I explain? In other words, if you have two feet and then one of them goes away, is it that the other one is sort of making the other one butt out? Or is it it's sort of...
Is it subsumed? No, there's no befall chiyuv, but let's say two things. There's no befall chiyuv mamon. But is there an abstract chiyuv mamon? Is it worse than the hava mina of the rimigash? You know, in Eid Echad, Kiyasa le-mamona kasa, where there's no befall chiyuv mamon, but there's a shame mamon? I thought Itamar was going to ask me that.
You just can't pay.
Right, you don't pay in the case of the Rivi Gash's Rav Elazar Brav Shimon and the Havamina either. Right? So all I'm saying is the more, exactly what you're both saying, I'm agreeing. What, the more we look at Kamle Bedraba Mine is what I call eclipsing, okay, meaning the it affects the Mechayiv. There really is no chi of mama, just blotted out. You know, you murdered somebody, or you did a capital crime, so the other part is just, you know, it's almost like obscene to talk about it. Because in framework of the more heinous thing that you did, you know, the rest of it is it's more than bottom. That's one way. The other way is, no, it's much more pragmatic. You did a chi machayiv a mama, lemaisa in the kiyum. You know, mamon is lacking. Is there a chiyuv mamon? Moreover, that sometimes actually echoes into what? Into something real. What's Azriel's back? Okay. Everybody wants to hear your drasha. You know that. Okay. But what does it actually echo into?
Tfisa.
Tfisa or the chiyuv latzai sedei shemay. Right. So as we know. Sorry.
That's like those that we saw earlier?
100%? But boys, is that bad? That's relevant.
Yeah, no, you just asked why I'm not asking about...
I mean, you're saying we did that already, we talked about it. When did we talk about it?
In
the Psoletus Drabanan. No. Oh, we did. We talked about Psoletus Drabanan. And when did we talk about it earlier? Chiyuv Agadah, in the beginning of the year. Right, remember when Rashi said, I mean, when the Gemara says in Bava Kamma of Nun Vav Amud Aleph that your Chayv Latzai Sedei Shemayim Le'ed Echad is one of the cases, right? So there's a whole discussion. Again, there are some Rishonim who think you're actually Chayv in those cases, Tosis Rid and others, correct? And then you hold a whole discussion in the Ramban and Kuntasin of the Garmi, why not? The Shulti Giborim, the Ben Yerucham, right? But then there are those who say, but the Gemara says Chayv Latzai Sedei Shemayim. So the Ksos and all the Achronim have the question: is this like Kamle B'Drava Minei? Meaning, is there Chayv Latzai Sedei Shemayim and Tvisa works? The Amshel Shlomo. We talked about it then, and you're 100% correct. We talked about it again. We talked about the Rajba's Chiddush that Masachim that Psuleid is Drabanan works Legabe Tvisa. We mentioned it again. So all I'm trying to say is as follows. If the Chiyuv Latzai Sedei Shemayim, now again, for the Ravid and some of the Chachmei Provence, they may think there is no Chiyuv Latzai Sedei Shemayim. Does it say any Gemara that there's a Chiyuv Latzai Sedei Shemayim in Kamlip Drava today? It depends how you read a certain Gemara. We mentioned this. Which Gemara?
109 days. No?
The Gemara in Esten Zona. Esan Zona Bal Alimo. Right? So that's the Gemara in Bambetzia and in Baba Kama. So the Chachmei Provence, the Ravid, quoted by the Meiri, and the Ravid in Shita Mekubetzes, they have this, you know, idea that what the Gemara means about Estan Zona Baalimo is that his Chaivus, we talked about, we learned in Sanhedrin, his Chaivus Midas is not subject to Kamlei Midravamine. But that's not how Rashi read the Gemara. Rashi had the Girsa and the reading of the Gemara. And what the Gemara meant by Estan Zona Bali was not that there's no Kamlei Midravamine in that case, because he volunteered the Chiyuv. It's Chaivus Midas. Rather, the point is that there's always a Chiyuv Lasei Sedei Shemayim. Right? And then it could be that even Tafas Lo Mafkina. So according to Rashi and Bali Tosis' reading of those Gemaras, there's a Chiyuv Lasei Sedei Shemayim and possibly Tafas Lo Mafkina in Kamlei. Now the question is, oh, that is a Hilchos Deos Halacha? I mean, it's the right and the good thing to do? Or that's a Chosha Mishpat Halacha? Meaning we won't collect from you in Beis Din, there won't be a Gviya, but that's a Beis Din Halacha. The din of Mishum Risha Achaz HaTamachai V'yatamachai V'mishum Shtei Rishios is a din in Beis Din. But it's not a din in the Chiyuv or the Machayiv, and maybe even the Latzei Sedei Shamayim is a real Choshem Mishpat kind of a Chiyuv. Maybe that's why I'm Tafas, that's the other way you can explain Tafas L'mafgina, if you hold that, right? All I'm saying is, if the more you think that Kamlei Midravamine is a real Chiyuv, just a Ptur Tashlumim, and even that is a Chiyuv Latzei Sedei Shamayim, which is real, the more it becomes a candidate for Korban Shuas Eidos. In the end, it still isn't before El Mechayev you, you know, in a way that's implementable by Beis Din. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't think it's worse than the Rimigash's Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon. But for the Rimigash, that's maybe what we're turning our back on. We're never going to say that, you know, pure Chafta Shel Momon Beli Befoal, maybe that's never going to work. Right? Yeah.
Again?
You're saying that here, the Chiyuv Momon might
also depend on the context of the
Deus. You're talking about
the Kamlei
Midravamine? Yeah. That different Kamlei Midravamines would be different?
I'm pretty sure that's how we're going to be
between the answer for the Rashba. Well, but the Rashba, no. I was being Mechalik between when you say, between different lots of Sedei Shemayans, and when you say Tvisa works and doesn't work. That I stand by 100%. In other words, there are the question of Latzei Sedei Shemayim and the question whether Tvisa works and the question whether you anticipate Tvisa, which is another point of the Rajba in Masachet Pekuvia, right? You could certainly be mechalik between the different cases.
So for that same reason,
some are Choshem Mishpat and some are Hilchos Deos. But you're now talking about being mechalik within Kamlei Midravamine. That I don't know. In other words, does it make a difference whether it's a violation of Hilchos Shabbos or Rotzeach or what you may be mechalek is between the Kamlei Midravamine of Misa Momon Malkus Momon and Misa and Malkus regarding the question of whether it affects the mechayev or it's just a din in the Kiyum Honesh or a Tashlumin. It's that I think is a legitimate distinction to make. Yeah.
Can you say that Kiyum Midravamine is a din in terms of the punishments of the Beis Din, that Kares isn't a punishment of the Beis Din, it's Shemayim, right?
No, 100%. I mean, that is... that you're talking about Rabbi Nachunyan Ben Akana now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's why I read the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says that... again, the first Mishnah says that Rabbi Nachunyan Ben Akana, we don't pass like Rabbi Nachunyan Ben Akana, right? And therefore, Madlik Gedishi Hagadish B'Yom Kippur is going to be Chayiv Korban Shavuos Eidos. Then the next Mishnah says, but we do paskin Kamlei Midravamine when there's a Chiyuv Misa like on Shabbos. I'm only raising the question. I'm just saying that if it wasn't for this Mishnah, or in light of this, it's not just if it wasn't. because, you know, it is. So what I'm saying is this Mishnah needs to be still analyzed because it does tell us something about what the threshold of befoal or shame mamon is. Because there's evidence, if you take the view of the Kamal Ebed Rabbi Mineh, there's no Mechayev, then it's a no-brainer, this Mishnah. If you take the view that anything that is not befoal, Chayev Bebezdin, there's no Korban Shua Seder, then there never could have been, it's a no-brainer. But since we know, like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and the Rimigash and other things, that maybe that isn't true, so then it becomes an interesting case study, because if you hold that there's a Chayev Latzah Sedei Shemayim, and that Im Tafas Lo Mafkinan applies to Kamal Ebed Rabbi Mineh, so then while befoal there's no Gviya, there is a Chayev Mamon. That's what I'm trying to point out. But that's in real Kamalei B'Rabbi, not Kares. That's this mission here. Okay, so let me get back to... we have to stop in a minute. So let me... I just want to... I'll finish off the, you know, the Knossos parts later on. I just want to get to the Ramban for a second, because everything we've been talking about till now, about Knossos, Shem Bam, on the three perspectives and so on, till now, what we've encountered in Rashi, as we already mentioned, Rashi's explicit, Tosis is implicit, is that we're talking about Knossos, Kodem Amad Abedin, or Kodem Gemar Din. Right? And therefore, you know, this is a very acute question, because the guy could be Moda Miftar. You know, part of that story is that Gemar Din, that absence or prior to Gemar Din, maybe it isn't a Chiyuv Gomor, right? Maybe it's not a Chiyuv at all. Right? Tosis, by asking, Tosis here on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, as we discussed, asks, why didn't you learn this out from the Gemara in Lamed Chesamid Beis? Anasto petitas biti, Rab Shimon Poter, de'ena mishalim knas al piatzmo. So the pashtus of that Gemara is that we're talking about Lifnei Gemar Din. Right? Okay, good. So this whole suffix is about Lifnei Gemar Din. However, the Gemara in Lamed Dalid Amad Aleph, right, discusses how do we know that you need a shame or a chiyuv mamon or tvias mamon in korban shvuah seidus, right? Let's like actually read the beginning on lamed gimel lamed beis. Don, just go ahead. Tamadish ploni
kohen.
I mean, it sounds like, even though it's not your... The ratio sounds like that the only problem is that there's no tvias mamon, but if there was a tvias mamon shelacherim, that would be okay. Go ahead. Oktani seifa. Right, so it has to be dafke him. We'll talk about this more. Go ahead. Omer Shmuel b'babarsha.
Okay.
That's our next topic. We have to finish this one first, but keep going. Urka Samataltali.
Hanimili Hecha de Kfira.
The Kafre.
The Kafre.
Yeah.
Lo Kafre Katvina.
Okay, that we're going to discuss separately. And again, hopefully we won't get too bogged down with it. It's another one of those massive topics. But definitely we want to talk about the Rishonim al Atar, Rashi and Tosis and the Ramban and the Rajba for sure. And as I mentioned, the Rishonim and Bava Kama, Daf Ayin. You know, the Rashi, the Tosfos, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Ravid, in Tzvim Deim, Simon Samach Aleph. I think it's, if you have the Likut Rishonim, he has like a, here also, either in either place. But the Ramban, of course, the Ravon in the Mordechai, or the Mordechai in Bava Kama, those are the things I told you to look at. So we're going to get to those. But let's continue for a minute. Tanrabanan. How do you know that you need Tvias Mamon Dafka?
Okay.
Yeah. O-O, right? They keep saying O-O, so Owen. Yeah, cute. Okay, so let's stop for a second. We're going to read the... We'll have somebody read the rest of that later. So that's the view of Rabbi Lazar, that we learn it out from Shua Sapikadon, that you need Mamon. By the way, that itself is intriguing to us. Why? Because, again, part of our... another one of our major topics that we've been tracking throughout is the relationship between Shua Seidus and Shua Sapikadon, right? And we know that in both, what they share in common is that there's an Hafla element and a Choshev Mishpat element, We don't know whether the balance between the Hafla and the Choshen Mishpat is the same. We have a lot of evidence about that issue already, just like Mipiatzmo, Mipiakeirin, right, in both. Right? So the idea that the shame Tvias Momon comes from Shuas HaPikadon is important and very intriguing, because maybe you could be Mechalek, right? And if so, in which direction would you be Mechalek? Ah, okay. So Rabbi Lazar, it's also not surprising or disturbing that we would learn. We do have a lot of traffic, right? Dumino, mino, dumino, biukabiatra proved that already, right? So we know that these two have a lot in common, and we also know that there are subtle differences. Anytime we learn something from them, we should have our antennae, right, ready, you know, to pick up on subtle differences. Okay, keep going. So let's skip to Lama Dala Rama Dala for a second, because Rabbi Lazar learns out from Owen, and he justifies it, but we'll get back to it. Go ahead. Rabbi Kiva Omer.
Rabbi Kiva Omer, Vaya ki yasham lachakaz me'ela. Yish me'ela shehu chai, yish me'ela shehu pater.
Oh, so we don't learn out from Shus HaPikadon. We learn out internally. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara says Epoch. That's a strange line, a little bit. What is it? What does Epoch mean here? How do you know? Maybe the ones, maybe you're chayiv if it's, maybe you're potter if it's mamon, and you're chayiv if it's something else. So that's strange, meaning if Shuas Eidos rests on the Choshen Mishpat part, that would be really, really peculiar. As a hafla, you might say, well, maybe Choshen Mishpat is actually more of a technicality, and being nishba l'sheker and something like personal status or something in the era of Isurim is worse. So this is a good line, you know, a freeze frame, like, you know, the Gemara actually thought that Dafka Tvias Mamon would not have Korban Shuas Eidos, only Surim would? Interesting. The Chiv Agada may be stronger in other things, right? Talmud Chacham's Ptur doesn't apply to Surim. Kohen Gadol and Melech is debated. That's an interesting line. Go ahead. Yeah, and the Gemara doesn't even say, no, what are you talking about? Right? They say, oh, no. It's connected. He also believes in the connection to Shuas HaPikadon. So again, is that, you know, in a Hanami Bad, or is that the way of saying this? Meaning, this is more tied to Shuas HaPikadon. This is more because, you know, the Choshen Mishpat, you know, the Chaybim elements. But okay. My Benayu.
My Benayu, Ben Rabbi Elazar, Ben Rabbi Akiva, Ike Benayu, Mashriya, Ede Karka, Larabi Eliezer, Hayavan, Rabbi Akiva, Turin.
Okay. Ulu Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Hassam. We'll talk about Mishriya, Ede Karka. Boom. So we have Ede Knas once again. So here, the Ramban is a little bit bothered. Again, we have to stop here, so let's just pose the question. The Ramban is bothered a little bit, right, about how this all works and what the connection to Shuas HaPikadon is or isn't going to be. And what does he say? Ariel? You saw it? Did not.
What?
You did or didn't?
Kind of.
Not yet. Jakey? That maybe, we'll talk about the details of this next time, but let's just get it on the record. Maybe what you have to say is that the argument or the discussion of the status of Ede Knas is not 2 days in the Ramban, essentially, right? He has 2 days? Yeah? Is the Machlokas is Lifnei Gemar Din, which is Bepashtus, and what Rashi and Tosis were saying as well. Or maybe this whole argument is even Lachar Gemar Din. But if it's Lachar Gemar Din, then it also needs to be coordinated, Jakey, with our Gemara originally, but also which other Gemara? Gemara Ksuva stuff, Membeis and Melech, which you should all look at as a Shaka Vatari. Because the Gemara there also seems to have an interesting question, same interesting question, and the formulation there in Ksuva. Does anybody have it just to get it on the record? Is also very, very acute. It's about Shuas HaPikadon there. The question is, what is the relation? So this Ramban brings us to two issues. Number one, what's so surprising of La'achar Gemar Din? Ezra? Why is that an escalation? I'm treating it as something significant, a kind of an escalation even. Say again? Right, I mean, even if you think that Gemar Din plays a role, and because Til Gemar Din, that the ability to be Moda Miftar is certainly ends at Gemar Din. Right? So, number one, how would you even read the Gemara? Right? Kivin di boy, but it's all after Gemar Din. Right? A. B. One would have thought that at that point it certainly becomes Mamon. Right? So the possibility or the suffix of the Gemara relating to Lachar Gemar Din ratchets up, it escalates the whole thing. In which way? It even more eliminates the Befoal part, right? And establishes that we are dealing with a very conceptual question. Right? To use the language of the Gemara, again, this is the Gemara Ksuvah, Pashtus of the Gemara. Boy mina bayim iraba. Ha'omer lechaber nastu patitas bitiv emaraticha bedin minis chayav tali mamon. V'hu omer lo nasti lo patiti lo emaratani bedin lo nis chayav tali lechamamon. V'nishba v'hoda. Rab Shimon mai. Kivin da'amad bedin mamona have. U'mechayav alei korban shvua. Meaning pikadon. Odil ma'af agav da'amad bedin knas have. Then the Gemara is a shakavatari, which you should go through quickly. Connection to Einan Amerish Morish Knas Labanov, so on. At one point, the Gemara basically says that Omer Abnachem Bar Yitzchak Yatzu Elu. The Gemara says here, Ihachi Yatzu Elu Shein Knas Mamonu. If it's really Lachar Gemar Din, this is in the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Bey. It says the Gemara, Omer Abnachem Bar Yitzchak Yatzu Elu Sheikaron Knas. Ooh, what does that mean? But it's again the past, the present, past. Used to be knas, meaning even though befoal, even though now there's no remnants even of the dinim of knas, maybe that the idea that knas never has a status of chefs, there's something called a chalos knas, and it's not just shame mamon, is something that applies even lachar gemar din. Wow. So what the Ramban is doing, based on his bringing in the sugya on Yud on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, is bringing the sugya and ksuvas into this discussion, which brings us to two points. A, even shvus ha'edus, right? Even lachar gemar din. And what is the relationship between shvus ha'edus and shvus ha'pikadon? And if there's a difference, then what's the oyin? Right, that is still connected to Shuas HaPikado. So for us, this is certainly a critical Knossos question about shame Knoss and so on. But it also, as I say, ratchets up the question both for Korban Shuas HaEdus and Korban Shuas HaPikado. You know, what is the relationship between Befoal and or, you know, other factors like Hodah, you know, what could have been, what should have been, or this shame idea, and are they the same with regard to that? So that's what we're going to finish with on Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. We will finish the, and I want to speak about those other examples just to highlight very quickly the role of Gemar Din. I told you to look at you know, Bava Kama Samach Hey and Mako Stav Hey, just very quickly because that's part of a larger topic which we're not going to do extensively, and then we'll move on after that to Harsha, back to Harsha.
Is there room to say that the Rambam uses the word here?